Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie from Latter-day 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I have a few warnings that I need to be bringing you today. First, I want to bring to you a warning concerning France. For all of my French subscribers, I want to let you know that I had a couple of dreams about France. Though I don't have the specifics of what the Lord was warning me about, but whenever I get a name or a state or a country, I always know that it is a warning from the Lord for us to be praying. So brothers and sisters, let's be praying for our brethren in France and pray for God's mercy and for His grace and for His protection on those who belong to Him. So I want to bring that one to you first. Okay, the other one I want to bring to you is a word that I got on 5/25 of this month. And I woke up to these words. I heard very strongly, water contaminated. Water contaminated. And I heard, boil water. Now this reminds me of something the Lord gave me a couple years ago. I heard something very, very similar. And at that time, the Lord led me to Exodus 15, which talks about how the waters were bitter with Moses. I want to quickly read that to you because I think it's really important. Apparently Moses brought Israel, the Israelites, to the Red Sea, and they went into the wilderness for 3 days, and they found no water. Then they came to a place called Marah, and they could not drink the waters of Marah because they were bitter. And the people complained against Moses, and they said, well, what shall we drink? So Moses cried out to the Lord. I'm paraphrasing a little bit. Moses cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. And when he cast it into the waters were made sweet. He then made a statue and an ordinance for them, and there God tested them. And God, this is what God said. He said, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God, and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you that I have brought on the Egyptians. For I am the Lord who heals you. And that was Exodus 15:26. So hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that He does take care of His people. He does heal His people, those who are obedient and listen to His voice. I believe that right now this is what's going to be coming, brothers and sisters. We need to be ready for water shortages, for water contamination. We know that in the trumpets in the book of Revelation, it actually talks about wormwood who comes, and which is like a meteorite or an asteroid that comes and destroys some of the water. So I don't exactly know if that's what the Lord is pointing to with the word that He gave me, but we need to be ready. Make sure you have ample enough of water in case of disruptions. Also, the Lord had given me two different visions about water. One was when I went to go and turn on the faucet, and there was just a little bit of water coming out, and then it completely stopped. And then a second vision I had, I turned on the water from the faucet, and blood came out of the faucet. So the Lord has been giving me quite a few things concerning water problems. So this is a warning. Please heed the warning. I do not have the time. The Lord never gives me dates. He gives me warnings. So please pray, brothers and sisters, concerning this water warning. Next thing I want to bring to you very quickly is the Lord is showing me more and more about the seals through dreams and visions that He's given me. The third and the fourth seal talk about a famine that is coming. On the 31st of March, I received a dream of bread shelf in a grocery store that was completely stacked with bread. However, I knew that all of the bread was stale and expired, and somebody came and took all the bread and put it into a great big grocery cart, and then the shelves were completely empty. That's just one of many, many dreams and visions I have received about the coming famine. And I want you all to know that we can see that in the third seal with the black horse and the fourth seal with the pale horse, where there is a coming famine, and I believe we're going to see these seals be opened up pretty quickly. The next thing I want to bring to you that's very important is the hyperinflation. The Lord showed me with hyperinflation that this is the seal 3 that we can see in Revelation 6. And let me read that to you, brothers and sisters. It says, I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts saying, a measure of wheat for a penny and 3 measures of barley for a penny, and see that thou not hurt the oil and wine. Well, if you do a little study on this, you can understand that what it's saying is that it's going to be like 2 pounds of wheat for 1 day's wages, or 6 pounds of barley for a day's wages. This is hyperinflation. The third seal is hyperinflation. And go ahead and read that on your own and study it. It is Revelation 6:6 that talks about this hyperinflation that is coming. And I don't know about you, but lately when I've been going into the stores, I've even heard people tell me they've gone into Walmart, they've gone into other grocery stores, and there's a lot of shelves that are empty. We are seeing a real shortage of items and things that we buy, groceries as well. And so this is going to only jack up the prices even more, and it's just going to kind of escalate. So once again, like I've said before, I believe Seal 1 has already been opened, and Seal 2 and 3, brothers and sisters, are, I believe, at our doorstep. So these are warnings for you to get your house and your home prepared. The Lord gave me something else. Let me see if I can find it really quickly that I would like to read to you. Okay. Bear with me just for 1 minute. Okay, here. He gave me this a while ago, and then he gave it to me again. He reminded me of it. And I'm just going to end with this. Prepare your arcs to withstand the onslaught that is coming from every direction.